This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
For boys and girls incarcerated at juvenile detention centers, the future beyond their next court date can seem dark and uncertain. The facilities house children and teenagers facing charges that range from habitual truancy to violent crimes. Reporter Brenna Angel visited the Fayette Regional Juvenile Detention Center in Lexington and has this story of how kids there are finding hope and inspiration through art.
The inside of the Fayette Regional Juvenile Detention Center can be a stark place. Plain cement block walls, staff talking on two-way radios, and thick metal doors that slam shut. The maximum security facility houses up to 60 kids at a time who have been ordered detained by a judge. Life here is very structured for residents, but for the past 2 weeks, something different has happened in the detention center's hallways. The kids are busy painting murals that stretch from floor to ceiling.
These murals are kind of like large coloring books. I come in, I draw them on the wall, and essentially mix the paints for them, and they paint them in.
Acclaimed artist Emmanuel Martinez is a Colorado-based painter and sculptor. Last year, at the urging of a former student, Martinez started the Emmanuel Project, a nonprofit art program for juvenile detention centers. He's traveled to facilities in Georgia, Tennessee, Indiana, and Kentucky, helping kids paint murals that depict images like community and different career choices.
You know, I believe that artwork belongs to everybody, and one of the missions I've made in my life is to take art to just the common people.
Why don't you take this color here to see these places? There's some places that need to be touched up here.
Due to privacy issues, I wasn't allowed to speak with residents, but Alicia Stanley, assistant superintendent at Fayette Regional, says she's seen the impact of Martinez's project.
He lets them come to him. He teaches them in a very quiet fashion. So about the second rotation of being there, they're comfortable with ask about, why do you do this? Why? What makes you do this? And he gets to tell his story.
They told me you started out using matches, though, because you wasn't allowed to have the... You were allowed to draw.
Well, when I first started drawing, I was in a facility like this. I did my first mural when I was 13.
Like the children at the detention centers he visits, Emmanuel Martinez also had a troubled upbringing and run-ins with law enforcement. He remembers collecting the matchsticks that were used to light cigarettes and drawing on paper towels because the corrections facility wouldn't give him paper or pencil. Art changed Martinez's life, and the painter doesn't want today's youth to lose sight of their own dreams.
These kids still have hope. You know, I've never really worked in adult facilities, but these young people have made mistakes just like we all have, and we still do.
Martinez says what he wants kids at the detention centers to learn from painting is that mistakes don't have to lead to failure.
So you're just constantly solving problems. And that's how they got to start seeing their life. You know, they have to realize that they're going to be confronting mistakes, problems, and they have to make the right choices.
Most of the murals Martinez designs for the centers have entirely positive themes, but he's starting to depict a small amount of negativity in the artwork, like loitering and graffiti, because Martinez says that's a choice the kids have to face as well. The two murals at the Fayette Regional Juvenile Detention Center will be unveiled Friday morning. The Emmanuel Project also works with facilities to develop a long-term art curriculum for incarcerated youth. And Martinez plans to take his murals to more detention centers across the country. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.